Check, check.
Welcome to tonight's Committee of the Whole. My name is Ray Pollack. I'm the alderman from the 3rd Ward, and it gives me great pleasure to be sitting beside Mayor Burns again in this chair. The first order of business tonight is to call roll. Piper's missing. And Don. I see Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Piper are not with us this evening. So Jean has so noted that. Let's do the pledge of allegiance. You want to call them up, Armed Specialist?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a committee meeting. So this is what we call our working meeting. This is where we actually apply the extraordinary talent and brain power we have.
Who?
And kind of work. Traditionally, we don't lead a committee meeting with a pledge of allegiance. But we have a very special gentleman with us tonight. And I'd like to invite this gentleman, Mr. J.P. Reese, to please step forward and lead all of us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. The next item on this evening's agenda is to consider any of those items that are on the consent agenda. We have one item, and that is
approve the minutes.
We have a motion by Brown, second by Marks, to approve the Committee of the Whole minutes from August 9th, 2010, and August 16th, 2010. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next is new business, and I will turn the microphone over to Mayor Burns to introduce Army Specialist Mr. J.P. Reese.
J.P., when do you step forward, handsome? Boys and girls, you are looking at a true American hero. And he is in our midst. That is not the new official uniform of Geneva High School. Don't panic. J.P. Reese, you graduated from Geneva High School a mere, 3 years ago?
2008.
2008 Geneva High School graduate. And J.P. has spent the last year in Iraq. He has been fighting on behalf of all of us in concert with the coalition forces. He returned home just this past Friday. He's only home for 30 days, and then he heads back to Fort Bragg, and then depending on where the military needs JP's talents, they will send him. We think it might be Elburn. We don't have that on high authority. Is that right, JP? Right to Canelin High School, baby.
Doesn't look in Batavia either.
we thought it was appropriate to welcome home JP. His parents are with us tonight, and lots of friends. We know there's also some other military families with us. Just out of curiosity, those other military families who are with us this evening, can you just raise your hands? And I think they all deserve a round of applause. How do you feel up there, man? Good? We've got a couple gifts. Check, check. Excellent. This is actually JP's tax bill. We finally found him.
No, he wouldn't do
He said, yes, sir. Time out. See, when you get above 40, I don't like the looks of that kid. We have a proclamation to welcome home JP, and the proclamation reads very simply, City of Geneva, Illinois, proclamation. Welcome home U.S. Army Specialist JP Reese, and recognizing his service to the citizens of Geneva and the United States of America. Whereas the record of uniform service on behalf of the United States of America by citizens of Geneva have long been an attribute of great civic pride in the history of our community, and whereas during the years of challenge that have found the United States involved in armed conflict on foreign soil, thousands of Geneva residents have answered the call of their country and have served in those deadly struggles. And whereas in response to the added challenges of fighting terrorism across the globe, Genevans by the score are now actively serving in fields of battle and armed conflicts around the world. And whereas it is the desire of the Geneva City Council and the citizens of Geneva to offer honorable recognition and acknowledgement to those residents who are returning from active duty and operations of battle and conflict around the globe, now therefore in recognition of the service of the United States of America in which U.S. Army Specialist J.P. Reese of Geneva has recently completed, the City Council offers this proclamation of thanks and appreciation for the unfailing and selfless devotion to duty which Specialist Reese has given in his commitment to the United States of America. J.P.? Cares about Justin Bieber, man. We got J.P. Reese. And J.P., the council and I have collected our monies and bought you something. It's actually a picture of me. But well, hopefully you'd open that and show everybody that we hope that you'll fly it with great honor and pride. So. Look at that, upside down even. If you fly that at your parents' house, the cops will never come. Because we know you're only 20 years old and your birthday is not until November 16th. Isn't that right? 15th. Oh my God, I've just made you younger. The floor is yours, Specialist, so please.
I just want to say thank you for all your support, as well as obviously my family. It was a long year, obviously, so it's good to be back. One of my friends was killed on the 17th in Afghanistan, so don't forget about the guys over there, and thank you.
What did you miss most about Geneva?
Grass.
Officer? The green grass.
That flag.
And how did you communicate regularly with your mom and dad and your friends?
I really didn't, but phone and email sometimes.
And obviously you couldn't say where you were.
No, they didn't know where I was the whole time, really. So, I mean, they knew I was in Iraq, but not really where. So,
are you able to tell us now where you were?
Yeah, I was in the Anbar province of Iraq, Fallujah, Ramadi, Karma, west of Baghdad.
So all those names that we hear on the nightly news, but only see that from a distance, you saw it up close.
Yeah, the bad parts of Iraq, pretty much. So.
And you're glad to be home. And where was your first dinner when you returned to Geneva? It better be a Geneva restaurant, or I'm not giving you the microphone.
I don't remember where it was. I always go to Chipotle.
Chipotle? You go to a fast food joint? They don't have Chipotles in Baghdad or something like that? Or, no? What the heck, man? Well, we're delighted you're back. We're glad you're safe. We're very proud of you. Okay? And be good. And if you need anything, you have my 900 number, okay? Okay, thanks.
Thanks again.
Isn't that cool, boys and girls? And that is some cool stuff, isn't it? This guy's 20 years old, man. He's got the entire weight of the world in some respects on his shoulders. So I guarantee you. Oh, we have a question from the White House press corps. Yes, sir.
I forgot how old Dad is.
Your dad's old? Is your dad here? Is your dad here tonight? Is that him running out of the building? Whose kid is this? How old's your husband? Let's cut him in half and count the rings. What do you say? How old?
46.
40. Oh, God, he looks great. JP, if you need to sneak out, we understand. We get to recognize these young men and women for our participation in our program. So, JP Reese, ladies and gentlemen.
While you're up there, and you're doing a good job with the microphone, next on our agenda is the state skills champion, Larissa Rumack. So if you would do the honors.
Larissa, come on up. Boys and girls, this young lady just graduated. No, yeah, just graduated from Geneva. Just graduated from Geneva High School. Isn't that wild? And now she's going to be heading off to college, and you're heading to?
Brock University.
Brock University, and that is located where?
In Canada.
In Canada. Do you guys know where Canada is? Right near Kankakee? Canada. Yeah. Canada's right above us. That's where they talk funny, eh? Right? Well, Larissa participated in a program a few months ago, called the Skills USA program, downstate Illinois, where they competed in a number of different challenges, if you will. And Larissa was declared a state champion in the, are you ready for this, moms and dads? Extemporaneous speaking. So that's why she has the unlimited call option on her cell phone. And we always recognize our state champions in Geneva by giving them a very special gift and demonstrating to the community how proud we are of you. So if you would please join me in unveiling the gift that we have for you. Are you set? Isn't this exciting? Here we go, boys and girls. Check that out. These signs are going to be hung up all throughout town. So anytime you guys cruise through town, you'll say, oh, yeah, I met her. She's the state champion. We're also going to put them in St. Charles. Look at that. These will be right under the red photo light enforcement signs. So when you go through them, you'll hear Larissa's voice saying, slow down! I think this kid believes everything I say. Isn't that awesome? Larissa, I'm afraid to give you the microphone, so please keep it brief. It's all yours.
Introduce your special guests.
Well, thank you. I have my family, my wonderful speech coach, my boyfriend and his parents also. I want to say thank you to all the aldermen. I know I received some wonderful checks to help me get to nationals, actually, where I placed fifth in the nation, which was a really big deal. So I'm just so happy that I could compete for Geneva and for the entire state of Illinois. So thank you.
You practiced that, didn't you? That was extemporaneous. Do you guys know what extemporaneous means?
Yeah.
No? Kind of like off the cuff, like just all of a sudden? Like when your parents say go to bed, it's extemporaneous. Now your boyfriend. And you go to college. Bigger and better? Forget him? No? Seriously? Well, that's what I thought. I can tell you I can let it go. Where's the coach? You're obviously proud of Larissa? How do you practice for an extemporaneous? You literally pull a topic out of a hat.
Pull a topic out of a hat, research current events, political happenings around the world, and then, or in the case of this variety, the information about Skills USA, you have 45 minutes to prep a 5-minute speech.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And if you go over that 5 minutes, you're penalized.
Yes.
And you timed it how well?
She's pretty on the money.
Pretty on the money.
Yeah.
What was it on?
Yeah, what was the topic?
The topic for the state competition was, I believe it was, how does Skills USA make you a valuable employee? Because Skills USA is all about exploring the different skills that you have, making them better, and preparing you for the workforce. So that's what state was about.
And where do you work this summer?
I'm sorry?
Where do you work this summer?
I did not. I was focusing on nationals, actually. That was a pretty big deal, so.
Well. Take the sign down, Mary, and we do it. Alyssa, look back on the door. You can't be an employer comedian. Unbelievable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at a state champion, so what do you think about Alyssa? Please go.
And if Larissa and her family and that guy need to leave, that's fine. We understand. Okay. Did you guys get enough photos? And where are you off to school next year, Hanson? Excellent. What are you hoping to study? Drafting and design. And you're off to Brock College to study? Ooh,
she's coming back.
She's coming back. Maybe her and I will negotiate a treaty. We'll sell you Detroit for $5. You guys are, anybody from Detroit? Okay. Thank you again.
Yeah. Mayor, and, you know, you're doing such a fine job. Keep the microphone. And next up, what we have is the Wristwatch kids and participants, and that's being presented by the mayor, Shelley Frangella, and Dave Lentz from the police and fire departments.
Okay. Boys and girls, you recognize Firefighter Lentz? Firefighter Dave, sorry. I don't have my Blues Clues hat on. He's back. Isn't he the coolest guy in the whole world? Wow, the enthusiasm is overwhelming. Firefighter Lentz, floor is yours. You have a PowerPoint, Firefighter?
Well, we did, but I don't think the computer is on.
Oh, bummer. It's good for us, but bummer.
This year we had 63 students participating in our class, and it looks like we have about 85 of them here tonight. as we have in the past, the mayor is going to hand out the certificates. The program consists of several safety topics that we present to the kids, help make them safer. So without further ado, we're going to turn it over to the mayor, and we're going to hand out the certificates.
Okay, boys and girls, when I read your name, come on up, okay? I'm going to hand you a certificate, and then turn and pretend you're enjoying yourself, because I'm sure your parents want to snap a photo. So I'll go over here since there's rightly centered, okay? Does that sound good? And it's not in any special order. I don't know if it's alphabetical, Firefighter Lentz. Officer Frangella, you got those with Officer Michelle. Officer Michelle, of course.
Oh, right.
Big round of applause. She carries a gun. And this has been your trusty helper for years, right? Or...
Yes, Corinne.
Corinne?
Next year.
Are you really?
Wow.
And Corinne, what year are you? A senior at Geneva High School?
Burlington.
Wow. Well, welcome to Geneva. I think, good Lord.
Do you want me to read for you?
Now, if I mispronounce a name, don't panic, okay? So I graduated toward the bottom of my class. Brianna Altazir. Altazir. Altazir, sorry. And where are the Altizer parents? I'll be seeing you at the police station. Brianna, nice job. Next is Megan Bosky. Boski? Megan, look at that. You get a free Dairy Queen. No, I'm kidding. No.
Except for the ones he's
the Ocean.
Thank you, Megan. You got that?
Don't be fussy.
Kylie Brazil. Where's Kylie? Oh, there she is. Kylie, how are you?
My daughter's in the
And what grade are you in? You're going to be in first grade? What school? Williamsburg. That's right behind my dad's house. Do you know that? My dad's in the audience tonight. Right there. See the gentleman disappointed look in his face? That's him right there.
With good reason.
Congratulations. Thank you. Okay, Ryan Settegren. Where's Ryan? Couldn't make it tonight? Bummer. Reese Christensen. Reese. That's a cool name. I understand you wore a bow every day. Is that right? I love it. You like bows? Do you? Do you put those on yourself, or do you have a big sister, or... Your mom doesn't. Okay. It's a good conversation. Thank you. Grace Sychowski. Did I pronounce it correctly? Great Chilzakowski. Grace Chelzlikowski. Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you. Jenna Conrad. Where's Jenna? There she is. I like your... What are these? Are those new? Those aren't like silly bands. No? Those are awesome, man. Samuel DeNovo. Sam, come on up, man. That's for you. It's going to be tough going to the dance, Sam. Let's just a little talking, buddy. Claire Douglas. Claire. Where's Claire? There she is. How you doing, Claire? Are you a big sister? So you have a little brother or sister? How old is she? One? And you're like seven? Six? And you're going to school this year? Where are you going to school? Fabian? That's cool, man. Are your mom and dad here? They just drop you off so they'll be back in an hour? Are your mom and dad here tonight? Oh, I'm sure they're out here somewhere. Where's mom and dad? There they are, way in the back with little sis. There you go. She had a panic look down her face. Thank you very much. Madeline Dreyer. Where's Madeline?
He's coming.
How are you, Madeline? Good. Are your mom and dad here? Oh, of course, they're somewhere. Oh, just your dad's here? Is that right? Cool. Does he have a camera? Is that the guy way back there in the green shirt? Look.
Yeah. Look at him.
Just, yeah, turn around because your dad spent $5 on that camera.
I wish.
Thank you very much. Do you prefer Maddie or Madeline? Maddie. Maddie it is. Okay. Congratulations. Okay. Is it Annika? Annika Eichstadt. How do you pronounce your last name?
Annika Eichstadt.
Annika Eichstadt. That's a beautiful name. Are you Swedish? Are you? Swedish German? Well, what grade are you going to be in? At which school? Heartland Elementary School. That's cool stuff, man. I hear the Heartland kids only have like 10 days of school all year. It's true. It's a ripoff. Ridiculous.
They don't start till Thursday either.
Oh, this is a movie star's name, isn't it? Starring Blake Fairbanks. Where is Blake? Is he here? Apparently reading for a part. Bummer, man. I wanted to see what this kid looked like. Katie Fitzgerald. Where's Katie? How you doing, Katie? How are you? What grade are you going to be in? First grade at which school? Western Avenue. Do you know what year Western Avenue School was built? The same year I was born. Go research that and send me an email. That's true. 1964. They did make bricks back then, Firefighter Lentz. Thank you for... You can go. I'm sorry to scare you. You can go. Stranger danger. I bet you do. Anybody? Dominic Garcia. Awesome, man. I like you. Good talking to you, Dominic. Alexa Griffith. Where's Alexa? All right. Look at the size. Oh, look at those shoes. Man, those things light up. Or did I just see something? Do they? They light up? That's awesome, man. I used to have a pair of those. I got rid of them prior to the campaign. Issues. Congratulations. And you're going to be in what grade? First grade at what school? You can't remember what school? Well, you got 2 days to figure it out. Hopefully your mom and dad know. There you go, babe. That's for you. Uh-oh. Alyssa Griffith. Man. Oh, I thought she had a split personality for a second. I thought, wow. Are you related to her? Are you? What school are you going to go to? First grade at what school, do you know? Elementary school? Can you narrow it down a little bit? What you sound like a senator. Just answer the question. Do you know what school you're going to go to? Is it Western Avenue? Is it Heartland? Fabian? Is it Western Avenue, Mom and Dad? Fabian. You know, it's all the same. It really is. That was your mom, by the way, who answered that question back there. That's for you, Alyssa. Do you guys have the same birthday by any chance? You sound like an alderman. What? When's your birthday? I want to see the mom and dad after the meeting. Identical twins. That's awesome, man. They have the same shoes on, in fact. I like it. Molly Howard. Where's Molly Howard? Okay, Molly. How are you? I like it. Very Mary Tyler Moore of you. It's awesome. Do you know who Mary Tyler Moore is? And you're going to be in what grade? First grade at what school? Williamsburg. That's awesome. You know, I know Dr. Dye very well. If you ever need help at homework. Okay. Colin Kelly. Where's Colin? Oh, you got your band on too, man. Show everybody what you're wearing. Is that a badge? The part of so they know who you are? Are your parents big fans of alliteration? No? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And what grade are you going to be in? You're tall, man. You play basketball? No? Theater? What? Okay. What school are you going to go to? Williamsburg. All these Williamsburgers. And what's the nickname for Williamsburg? The hard-to-access school? No? Okay, I'll call you later. Luke Kelly. Where's Luke? Man. That is a great name. Are your mom and dad here tonight? Is Luke a family name? Or is that just an incident after a college party? Cool Hand Luke. I like it. How about Jamie Kludzinski? All right, Jamie, you got your Bears colors on, soccer. And what grade are you going to be in? First, what school? Mill Creek. We got a Mill Creeker. Wow. Was it tiring to come all the way west of Peck Road? No? Good. Is that your dad taking a picture? No? 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 I wouldn't admit it either. That's good.
Someone else's.
Wow. Look at this. This is a beautiful name. Sophie Ladran de Guevara.
De what?
Sophie, are you with us tonight? Sophie?
I did.
All right. Did I get that correct? Did I pronounce that correctly? No, what did you pronounce it? Just Sophie? Sophie sounds good? And what grade are you going to be in? First grade? What school? Harrison.
All right, yeah. Let's hear it for Harrison.
There you go. First Harrison kid. I love your outfit. That's good. Katrina. Oh, golly. I'm just going to risk this thing. Thank you for your help. Katrina Capetis. And here she comes, not waiting for me. That's for you. Thank you very much. And you're going to be in first grade, too? What school? Heartland? Excellent. Thank you. Owen Croyer. Owen. Oh, that's an old-fashioned name, man. Isn't that awesome? You ever see the movie Throw Mama from the Train? No? That's where it came from, I think. Is that where it came from? Is that a family name?
Yeah, not mine.
Not you. I sense dissension in the Croyer family. Okay, where's Jack Lentz? Jack, dude. Stripes and plaids? Who's your father? That guy? This is why firefighters run into the building and not out. That's right there. Look at that. And this is Firefighter Lentz's son, Jack. Cool, man. What grade are you going to be in? That's cool. St. Rita? No kidding? Far out, man. Put in a good word for me. Talk to your dad about that. Brendan Malley. Brendan Malley? Is Brendan with us tonight? Couldn't make it? How about Liam McElrath?
Carefully, I'm a little girl.
Liam. How are you, man? Good to see you. What grade are you going to be in? First grade? What school? Williams. You know, I have a nephew named Liam. I don't like him either. Amazing. Thank you for being here. Kate Nitschke. Do you have a horse? You own a horse? Do you ride? No? Is your grandfather Ray Nitschke? No? No? What grade are you going to be in? Another Williamsburg first grader, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Okay, Dylan Ockler King. I got it. Pretty close. How you doing, big guy? That's for you. That's just extra. Is Dylan named after Bob Dylan?
No.
Security. Thank you, Dylan. Kelsey Olson. Where's Kelsey? There she is. Kelsey, how are you? Thank you for being here. And you're going to be in first grade as well? What school? Heartland. Excellent. Thank you very much. Gabriella Ost. Gabriella Ost. Gabby. I know, she was telling me. This young lady fell off, is it the swing set? And broke your elbow? And she's already had two surgeries. So they're going to rename the school you're going to go to after you. So how are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty good? Are you? How long do you have to have your cast on? Do you know? 3.5 more weeks, then it comes off? That is so cool. Did all your friends sign it? Yeah, do you want me to sign it? Okay, I don't have to. That's good. No, I'll check with your mom.
Yes.
Gabby, thank you for being here. You look lovely. Your outfit matches your cast. That's awesome.
What is it? I don't know. I just found it on the
floor. Okay, quit staring at me. Thank you.
Avoided. Yeah.
Matthew Ostergaard. Matthew, there he is. Whoa.
He's out of here. He's got places to go.
Smartest kid in the room. Ethan Price. Ethan. Look at that, man. How are you, dude? You got that? Is that your dad? Yeah? How old are you? You're going to be in first grade? Second grade? What school? St. Pete. Do you know why I went to St. Pete? Yeah, there were only 10 disciples back then. Tell me about it. Yeah. Go check out the trophy case. Seriously, all those trophies are pretty much my doing. How about Amy Ralston? Amy Ralston. Is Amy with us tonight? Couldn't make it? Only 55 more to go. How about Joel Sawyer? Joel. Awesome, man. How are you? How are you? I like that you wore your fatigues in honor of J.P. Reese. That was cool, man. And you're going to be in first grade? What school? Western Avenue. What year was Western Avenue built?
1964, huh?
They're not listening, Firefighter Lentz. How about Evan Shockey? You know, you are aptly named because you got like a shock of white hair, man. Look, that's cool. How old are you? 6? And how many Jolly Ranchers did you have before you came? You don't know? Ethan Simpson, Bart's brother. How are you, man? Thanks for spending so much time with us. Kelly Spitzer. Kelby. Oh, excuse me, Kelby Spitzer. Kelby couldn't make it tonight? Oh, Fabian had a back-to-school night tonight, so it could be. They chose the schools over the city. Jake Steinmeier. Jake, how are you, man? Orange Crocs, Jake? Dude? Orange Crocs? With the green? You work for IDOT? Krishna Sarkar, or Sarkar. That's a cool name, man. What grade are you going to be in? First grade, which school? Harrison Street School, Alderman
Hey,
Park.
Good job, Krishna. For Harrison.
Griffin Urban. Griffin Urban. Griff, here he comes. Looking very dapper, man. Very dapper. And how old are you, Griffin? 6? You're going to be in first grade? Do you have older brothers or sisters? A little brother, okay. And what school? Fabian. So you chose the city over the school. Way to go. Where are the moms and dads? Excellent. Okay, how about Drew Walker? Wow. How are you, buddy? And you're going to be in first grade, second grade, fifth, second, first? First, what school? Williamsburg. Are one of these your girlfriend? Sure. How about Magdalene Webster? Maggie Webster? Couldn't make it tonight? Wait. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Nope. Oh, sorry. Fake. George Weems. George Weems. George, you were the first one to arrive tonight, man. Yeah, remember that? You came in early? Hey, what grade are you going to be in? Hey, what school? Wester, you want to turn around? I think your mom's trying to take a picture. Got it? Thank you, George. Last but not least, Daniel Heumann. Daniel? Couldn't make it? Officer Frangella, do you want to say anything to the parents?
So I don't have to shout. Just want to thank everybody for your support with the program. As you know, a lot of programs in other communities have been cut. We wanted to thank not only the city council, but our chiefs of police for allowing us to continue this. We think it's a very worthwhile program. Without your support, without the city support, we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you very much. We really enjoyed having your kids. We learn a lot from them. We're hoping that they learn a lot from us. So thank you very much.
Turn to a program.
Did you write on the cast? Do you have a pen that would work?
The mayor's going to be outside for pictures, so go ahead. Go ahead. We'll go on without you.
$80 for the photo. $50 for an arm. We're going to take a 5-minute recess.
You're welcome, everyone.
I got a card here.
Okay.
more important than the meeting.
Yeah.
More important than the meeting.
I want her to move.
Thanks for coming.
Sure, I would. Yeah, my mom.
No, I haven't had him.
Because there were four properties along there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
there you go.
Big problem.
Where do you live?
What's your address?
He's asked, are you part of the city? I don't know.
Somebody's doing it.
I think he's doing
it. I'm just waiting.
All right, thank you very much.
Good again.
You guys ready? Okay, ready, guys?
You can stay. You can stay.
All
right. Good answer.
You know what he said? Our facility planning and in effect, we would never extend water and sewer project. The pump station is it. It's downhill.
Okay, well, we will resume our normal programming this evening. How technology has changed. You know, poor guy's battery went dead on his camera. Oh, I'll take a picture on my phone for it and send it to you. And done. So, okay, so the next item we have on tonight's agenda is to, we need a motion to consider acceptance of the financial report for the period ending July 31st, 2010.
So move.
Motion by Singer. Second by Alderman Brown. Any comments, questions from anybody? Alderman Marks?
Mary, I just have one question. I'm just a little confused. I know, I don't know if you saw, but I did send an email to the department head today, Joan. Are the financials then are kept on a modified accrual method is what it is, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was the easy answer.
Correct. And
okay.
She and I responded to
Yeah, I saw. I just
that.
Wanted to make sure I read that right. So
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's
not.
On.
So they're
so
modified
yes, that's
accrual.
That's correct. It's different than in the private sector.
Yeah, okay.
So.
I was just trying to match all the numbers up and was having a little problem with it, but that's okay.
And we did specifically look at those revenues because we wanted to accurately reflect the flow, the cash flow, particularly for those distributive funds that the state has been holding back, such as the income tax. So we wanted that to be more accurately reflected.
To the tune of $2.1 million.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is how many months?
Oh, about 2 months. Or, I'm sorry, 4 months.
4 months? Okay.
Yes, they were six. They just got caught up by 2 months. They were 6 months behind, so that's 4 months worth.
So the receivable is booked, but we don't pick up in the income statement until the cash is
correct.
Received.
That's correct.
All right. I just want to make sure. And then on the electric, it's always been that policy of that first month goes back.
Right.
And then the expense, though, that's what I was looking at because it seemed that the cost of the electricity was going up, and that was my confusion.
And that's reflected when it's incurred. That expenditure is reflected because it's been incurred.
So it's not. It's in the payables then that is
yes.
on the balance sheet?
Right,
okay.
but the revenues are lagging.
Are lagging on that, and that's why those percentages were so far
correct.
Off. Okay.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from the audience? Any more from the dais? There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Gene, please show that the motion carried unanimously. Next is item E, consider draft ordinance amending Title VII, Chapter 4, Section 7, to prohibit on-street parking on both sides of McKinley Avenue between Center Street and Ford Street.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by D'Antino, second by Hill. Any questions from the dais? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Chairman. I was wondering, is there going to be a specific time limit here during that postage as to certain times in the morning to the afternoon, or I didn't see that indicated, or if it is, I didn't see it.
No, there is no time limit on it. The area on the east side of McKinley is posted as no parking all of the time.
Yes.
And the west side would be the same way.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, Commander.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the audience, perhaps? Hearing none, there's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Letter F on the agenda to this evening is to consider a draft resolution rescinding the right of first refusal of certain property designated as the homestead land, otherwise known as the Clarence Weber Farm.
So moved.
Motion by Flanagan.
Second.
Second by Malatra. Any comments or questions from the dais?
You know, I,
Mr. Marks?
You know, I did send some questions off to staff today. I think you everyone has seen them. But my concern here is that we're giving up a right without seeing a contract. And I'm afraid that even if they have a contract now that's almost there and it falls through, we've given up this right forever. So I would prefer that we choose to rescind each contract as each comes forward, if there is one. Oh, go ahead.
Mrs. McKittrick?
I was just going to say, according to the real estate agreement, we have to respond. We have a very small window, 18 days, to respond once we know that they have an offer. So we are not legally able to hold on to that until a future date. Once they receive an offer, and they actually, Mr. and Mrs. Weber are in the audience and can speak to this as well, but they are very close to settling on a number. They have been negotiating, and I don't think that it would be appropriate to discuss numbers in public.
Oh, I understand that. I'm not saying numbers. What I'm just saying.
But based on my conversation with them, they do expect to reach an agreement to settle on a number within a matter of days. We've been notified of that. If in fact that is the case, we would have to commit to that same number or higher within an 18-day period. And frankly, in my opinion, and the mayor, and I talked to him about this, it really doesn't matter what the number is. We have no reserves to put toward this, regardless of the amount, within that 18-day period.
But this ordinance, then, let's hypothetically, if the deal that they have now on the table falls through with this ordinance, we give up that right forever.
Well, I think that if you wanted to tie it, you know, to this particular negotiation, you could do that in the motion as well, so that it's not carte blanche.
That would be fine with me if they would take that as a friendly amendment. I don't know if they would. They made.
I would feel comfortable with that.
I would feel more comfortable with that. I mean, that way it's a win-win for both parties. That's a good idea, Mary. Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Before I do make that agreement, I just have a question, and I think that Mary did answer it for me. I was going to ask, will we ever have the capital funds to invest in this property, or, you know, is it just a pie in the sky kind of thought? I mean, it was a great thought when it originated, and, you know, it would be really great to have it, but and I think you answered it by saying that it doesn't look feasible at this time, and I don't know. How does the future hold out? Well,
your crystal balls is
yeah, I was going to
so
say.
That's the reason why I wasn't
exactly
too concerned about it.
But at the same time, I would tell you that it's going to be a matter of the economics of the economy, and our financial situation. It's also a matter of investing in property that we intend to give away. So think about it this way. Do you want to spend money on property that the end goal of the city council was to eventually dedicate this to another governmental entity to care for? So
it is a good idea. Well, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I understand your point. But if it would remain open space, then it is an excellent idea. But
and the other two governmental agencies that might provide for open space were also asked the same question, the Park District as well as the Forest Preserve, and neither one of those had the funds either to invest.
Okay, I will accept Alderman Marks's
motion. Before we do that, are there any other questions from the dais? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Chairman Pollack. I would like to ask a question of Director Unge, please. Mr. Unge, when we negotiated this property many moons ago now, this property was never annexed to the city. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So how could it be developed if it was sold to a private interest?
It would then, that private interest would have to rezone the property, annex the property to the city, or develop it under different zoning, under county jurisdiction.
Could they develop it under county zoning rules?
I'm sorry?
Could they develop it under county zoning?
It would require rezoning from the current.
Because even under the county, it's not zoned?
Not for development.
It's
just for farm use.
For farm use, I see. I seem to remember at the time that we picked the 18 days because that was not a particular problem for the council, since in any 18-day period we have two meetings, and we, as we know, can accomplish anything we want to accomplish in one meeting by having both a COW and a council meeting on the same night. So the 18 days was not a problem. I happen to agree with Alderman Marks. I don't see any reason whatsoever to give up this right of first refusal. It was something that was negotiated as part of a very big package of negotiations. As we know, there was a very large amount of negotiation went on when that whole thing. It was a question of why they needed the 5 acres. We wanted less. They wanted more. This whole thing was part of a very large negotiation. At this point, I don't see any particular reason for us to go back on that. And as I say, I would vote in favor of us maintaining our right of first refusal on this property. Just because it was part of a very complicated negotiation, I don't see where it's any problem for either a possible purchaser or the possible owners at the moment if we continue to hold that right. So I will vote against this motion. I would have voted against the motion even before it was amended with a friendly amendment. Can you remember anything else about this? When was this a negotiation? Can you remember?
Let's see. This was before I came to work for the city. So
1995?
I think it was in the mid-90s. I want to say 96, 97, yes. Maybe even 98.
Yeah, the referendum was like a year or two before
that. The real estate agreement in the packet states that date. Unfortunately, I can't open my...
Right. Hold on, I should
1998,
know that.
1998, I believe.
I think it was 98.
Anyway, I remain opposed to this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Brown.
98.
Alderman Maladra.
I agree with Alderman Marks. I think that what we have here is a situation where the property owner is asking us to rescind a right based on the fact that they're close to having an offer that we have absolutely no intention of matching or acting on. So to keep the right of first refusal in this case is somewhat disingenuous. It does us no good. Whether it does them harm or not doesn't matter. They're asking us to get rid of it. However, if this deal were to fall through, I think that it could be 5 years before there's another offer. It could be 1 year. It could be one day. We don't know. So keeping the right for subsequent offers, I think, is fair game. So I like Rich's compromise, tying this to the specific offer.
Are there any more questions from the dais? I would like to add that I certainly understand the situation that the Webbers are faced with. I'm very cognizant of what's going on economically, particularly in the real estate market, and applaud you for having someone who's actually interested with a bona fide offer. Having said that, the terms of the contract are such that we do, as Alderman Brown alluded to, have 18 days to respond once you have an offer, at which time we will either exercise our right of first refusal or not. Again, I think Alderman Marks makes a valid point regarding his motion to amend the motion that's on the table. But we really wrestled with how many acres at the time of the negotiation, how the days were arrived at, and I think it would be prudent on our behalf to follow the letter of the law or the contract that was initiated at the time. Any other questions? Alderman Brown?
Yes, I'd just like to add that at the moment, the right of first refusal applies to any offer. We have no idea whatsoever, the council, as to whether this offer is a large amount of money or a small amount of money. I personally, at some level, would be willing to try to find the money to purchase this property if indeed the offer that is on the table is quite a bit lower than the $500,000 that seems to be floating around somewhere. Without seeing a number, I am not willing to vote for giving up a right of first refusal, which I don't believe is an impediment to any further negotiations on the part of the current homeowner. Thank you.
For those of us that were on the council at the time, it was kind of a daunting task. You know, all that land out there. What are we going to do with it? We knew that we did not want to develop anything west of Peck Road. We certainly understood that the Webbers were great stewards of the land. They didn't want to move. They wanted to live there for untold years. And we were grateful to them, and we entered into a contract so that they could keep their homestead, and well, here we are today. So we have a decision to make. Alderman Dantino.
Thank you. I will agree with Alderman Brown, and will vote no on the motion as well. I think we should not give up our first right of refusal without seeing a contract. So I will vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Dantino.
No phone calls either.
It was Mr. Carey calling. Alderman Malagia.
I don't know exactly how to put that. Are we as in the dark about the size of this offer, as Alderman Brown alludes?
Well,
I don't want to speak on...
That's something that we're not privy to.
What we are privy to is administration's suggestion or statement that we're not going to do this.
I am privy to the amount being asked and the approximate amount being offered.
And if that were to deviate plus or minus 20%, it would still be something that we don't have reserves for.
That's correct.
So we know more than we think we know about this.
Well,
so if we want to keep the right just for the sake of keeping the right, I guess you can make that point. But I don't see the purpose. We have the property owner asking us to rescind a right we have no intention of acting upon.
Thank you, Alderman Malagia. Alderman Dantino.
I don't think that's administration's decision to make. I think that's the council member's decision to make, and of whether we're going.
Well, I agree, but it. I'm sorry. Finish your statement.
Whether we're going to purchase the land is a council decision, not an administration decision. Whether we have enough money is another story.
As I said, we have enough information here.
Well, as it is.
We can pretend otherwise, but we have the information we need.
Well,
and I'll go back to my dimes to donuts thing. We're not going to do it.
Well, as it is, Alderman Malagia, based on the information presented in our packet, it would be anecdotal, and I don't see anything that would lead me to believe whether there's an offer that's close or not. So,
I'd be happy to answer questions on that if you'd like. Or share information if you'd like.
I don't
know how far to go.
Hang on. With all due respect to the Webbers, I don't think it would be appropriate for us to discuss something, A, that's not in our packet, and without asking if they want to divulge anything.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That makes me nervous.
I can ask a question that will...
Yes, Mr. Hill.
...talk about the dollars. Is there, in fact, a written offer for the property?
They are negotiating an offer.
Negotiating.
Okay, so there's not a written offer yet. Okay. So, okay. And
I think we have to remember at the time the citizens of Geneva voted to annex Prairie Green area to try to have to maintain open space, which we were observing we were losing. And we did lose an awful lot west of Prairie Green. I think that we need to remember that we wanted to keep as much open space in that area just west of Peck Road as we could. And we've been fortunate to have the Webbers on that parcel. But I'm reluctant to agree to rescind our rights until there is a written offer, which would be...
Thank you.
Process through attorneys or real estate brokers or whomever. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Alderman Hill. Mr. Unsch?
Very quickly, I wanted to make just a few points that I think are appropriate in the sphere of this discussion. I'm involved in day-to-day work to create a wetland restoration and prairie restoration project out there for the use and enjoyment of Geneva citizens. And what I find in my day-to-day work in pushing this project forward is a challenging and daunting task, because we have the plan that's been approved for the site. We have now the formal approval by the Army Corps of Engineers
to sell wetland credits in a market where basically no development is occurring and no wetland credit market exists, so we can't generate revenue. We are generating some revenue annually from farm leases over the lands that are supposed to be converted ultimately to prairie and wetland area. To plant a prairie with a seed matrix comparable to what we've done with the first 100 or so acres of the site varies from $2,000 to $4,000 per acre just for the seed. We just look to add our wetland bank. We've built approximately half of the wetland bank. There's a remaining portion yet to be built. There are various costs associated with that improvement, grading, wetland plants, seeding, and with the engineering that's involved combined with the capital cost, I've been informed by the consultants that did the original design work on the wetland bank that the actual cost to do that is going to fall somewhere between $485,000 and $565,000.
$585,000 to $565,000. Thank you.
We have a trail system to be developed over time. We have 1 mile of trail built on the site. We have about 4.5 miles of trail in the plan that we've approved for the site. And again, with the engineering and costs involved, there are many hundreds of thousands of dollars in trail improvements that we're looking at. And I just wanted to raise this with you. We own 540 acres. This is a stewardship role that we play, and we're trying to get to the point where we have a site that the citizens of Geneva can all enjoy. And so any way we can get there is a good thing from the standpoint of my day-to-day work. But I see this site, and I know we've had this discussion at the staff level, that this particular property at the corner of the property really doesn't hold much value to Prairie Green Preserve. And really doesn't have much functional utility for use within the site long term. So those are just some staff perspectives and just some of the reality that we're looking at as a city.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Please, Mayor.
Mr. Runch, then it's not easy to follow my logic. I recognize that, but if you could give it a shot, because sure. Often I'm illogical. However, based on what you've just said, could there be a situation where the city, in its desire to purchase this land, could possibly purchase it for a value that's not equal to the aggregate value of it toward the rest of Prairie Green? In other words, we're willing to pay whatever it is simply so that we can say, good, we got it, when in fact it really serves no functional purpose for the remainder of the property already in our possession.
Yeah, I just don't think it would be a well-advised purchase.
Okay. Alderman Flanagan. Excuse me, Mayor, you done?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to also remind the council that we still owe about $5 million of the $10 million bonds, and those funds from Prairie Green have been expended. So from this point forward, before we look to find monies to purchase the property, we need to look to find monies to pay the bonds. I have $5 million, in fact. So that's where I'm coming from on this.
So we need revenue.
Yes, thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Chairman Pollack. If I recall, the referendum spoke of passive recreation, and so we have to fulfill that portion of passive recreation on that facility, and that's the reason for the trails and what you're doing, correct?
Well, that was one of the objectives. You know, there was also an objective to keep the land out of development,
right.
There was also a water quality
benefit.
There are multiple reasons.
And you were talking about stewardship, we still have that portion that we have to do, and we have no funds to do it. And so I don't understand why we're so concerned about the one parcel that really doesn't have a great impact onto the site. So. And no funds to do it, so it's kind of like saying, you know, I really love that house on the corner of whatever, and it may I may or may not get the money to buy it, but I don't want to give it up. So it doesn't make any sense. That's my logic.
Okay. Thank you, Dorothy.
To borrow a phrase.
Yeah.
There, Mr. Marks made a kind of a motion.
I don't know where it is or not.
I did accept it.
Is there an amendment?
Jean, is there any chance you can read
friendly
that?
Amendment?
Or maybe Mr. Marks can just repeat it.
Well, I'm not. I guess my confusion lies in is, realistically, I know right now that the city cannot pay for the property at this point in time, but I'm not sure if this offer is going to go through or not. So,
right.
My thought was, is, hey, let's pass on this offer and still keep the right for future offers if this one falls through.
Right.
And I accepted that as
And that is, I believe, what is accepted at this point is, you know, so I guess the question is do they want to make that friendly amendment, or do we just want to stand as on the ordinance, as the agreement as it is now?
I was trying to find a consensus.
Yeah. So the amendment would be, Jean, why don't you just read it so everybody.
Consider draft resolution rescinding right of refusal on current offer of sale and property designated as Homestead Land, Clarence Weber Farm.
I mean, is that legal enough to do it without putting names and people in there? I mean, do we have to stand? I guess what I'm going is I'm leaving something too vague now.
Yes, I would claim that it lacks specificity.
Yes, right.
Asking us to accept an amendment on a current offer of which we have no knowledge. We have no idea whether they tear up the current offer and replace it with another one, since
I
we
think
have no
be
idea what the
a
offer
lot
is.
Easier if there was an actual offer on the table that was presented to the city, and then we had 18 days to act. Not knowing whether or not there's an offer.
You know what, at this point, I think we should just stand on the ordinance as it is. Do we want to give up that right fully or not?
Well, it may have died.
Wait a sec. Okay. I have Alderman Hill.
Idea for an amendment is that we amend the motion that we give up our rights to the property if in fact a written and approved offer has been presented to the city of Geneva.
Well, that's what the contract says now. If there's an offer that's presented
to
the city, we have 18 days. We have 18 days to accept or reject it.
Is that in writing?
It's in the contract.
But we don't have an offer right now.
Yeah, we don't have.
Okay, that's what I'm asking
for.
To see a written offer. To the Webers.
I would
so
suggest
that
we
file.
You keep what the current motion is. That's what current motion. Let me just. It says consider draft resolution rescinding the right of first refusal of a certain property designated as the Homestead Land. So that motion is asking us to rescind it without having a current written offer presented in front of us.
And I'm asking to have a current written offer presented.
As the original contract stipulates.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Mr. Weber.
Yes.
Please join us at the podium, sir.
There we go. Well, I don't know too much about anything, but a person that would buy my property and make up a bunch of maps and get things all organized, and he has this cloud over him, saying that you guys could purchase it if you wanted to, but this fellow that's thinking about buying it, he's spending a lot of money, and then all of a sudden you guys might take it away from him. I mean, he's doing a lot of research ahead of time, but with this right to refusal, why he'll lose all that if it doesn't go through, you know.
I certainly understand your concern. It's an interesting question, and I understand that the would-be buyer would like to negotiate with you without having that right of first refusal hanging over both of your heads.
Right.
The fear being he's going to invest the time, money, and effort and could ultimately, if you will, have the carpet pulled out from underneath him.
Right.
What you've heard this evening from city staff, which is not made available to us, the council, the complexities and the financial information regarding that offer. We know nothing about it.
No.
The original contract simply states that that the city has 18 days to respond once an offer is presented, once you have an offer. We don't have an offer.
No.
We're more than willing to work with you once you have an offer. as you heard from the city administrator, we don't have the funds. We are looking for revenue. Times are tough.
So we don't
look to be a hindrance to you or be that black cloud hanging over your head. But until there's an actual offer, the contract simply states 18 days for us to review it.
Mr. Chairman?
Excuse me. Yes, Mr. Hill?
I'd like to suggest that we reword this, that we will rescind our right within the 18-day period after we have seen proof of an offer.
Well, I think the easiest thing, Mr. Hill, to do is to simply vote on this motion up or down, because one way or the other, we're going to accept it or we're going to reject it. If we reject it, it goes back to the original contract language.
Right. I have a
question, too. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Malata. Or before that, Mr. Malata, Mr. Weber, is there anything else you'd like to say? You do have the floor, sir.
Not really, but I do think that a guy is going to invest in a whole bunch of research, and then he's got this cloud over his head that the city can come along and buy it.
I understand that, and I hope my explanation to you was satisfactory, because at this time we only have very limited amount of information.
Well, you couldn't buy it anyway, even if I sold it to you for a dollar, because you don't have any money.
I would donate the dollar.
If that's an offer,
please.
Okay,
Mr. Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Weber.
I have a question for Mr. Weber.
Sure, Alderman.
Okay,
Craig. Alderman Dantino.
Has he done all this research already?
He has done a lot.
So it hasn't hindered him to this point.
He's nervous.
Well, I can understand that, but if he makes you an offer and he brings it here, we have 18 days to act, and that's going to be his window. Yeah. So, I mean, he has done the research. I assume he's slowed down on that process.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. All
right. Thank you.
Alderman Maladra.
Okay. So we can't question whether or not this right of first refusal is some sort of impediment or encumbrance on the negotiations. Mr. Weber, the property owner, says it is. That's good enough for me. We also have a problem that this offer is an amorphous blob of nothing as far as we're concerned. We've seen nothing. We have nothing. I don't know if we can do this, but so somebody tell me, what if we change the motion to rescind the right of first refusal for some period of time, 180 days? So for 180 days, we rescind the right of first refusal. If after 180 days they have no offer, nothing transpires, that right comes back to us. In the period of 180 days, this offer materializes, solidifies, becomes concrete. We've rescinded a right that we don't intend to act upon anyway. Just an idea. You're trying to find compromise.
You're free to, if you would like to make a friendly amendment to the motion, you're free to do that. Would you like to do that, Alderman?
How do I do that? Yes, I would.
You basically have to formulate your...
So in essence, Alderman, what you're asking is for a period of 180 days,
yes.
We're going to rescind our right...
Offer for a period of 180 days.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
A point of order.
Alderman Singer.
Alderman Mark's request was not, at this point in time, agreed upon.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Oh, I have to only speak to the motion?
If you would.
It hasn't been seconded yet.
The motion dies for lack of a second. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't.
No, I thought you can talk about it until there's a second to it.
There was no second.
Okay.
And I said she's
trying to get second? Information to decide if she will second it.
So.
Well, wait a minute. I don't want to put words in Dorothy's mouth. Dorothy, are you speaking to Mr. Alderman Maladra's motion? Is that what your question is? Because I would like to keep this moving.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So, with deference to the council, there is a motion on the table. Not hearing a second. The motion dies for lack of a second.
Okay.
Mrs. Flanagan.
In this contract, I didn't read it verbatim, line for line, but is there a bailout clause, so to say, for each party who negotiated this agreement? I mean, sometimes in these agreements where, you know, one party decides, well, no, that's
no.
Never mind. Because I was trying to figure out something here, and I think I figured it out logically in my head before I even asked the question, after I started formulating the question.
Okay.
So.
Very well. Chairman. Ms. Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Pollack. I'd like to make 2 points. First, when I moved to the Fox Valley, I put a bid in a house in St. Charles, and at the last minute was outbid by somebody else. It turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. I then moved to Geneva. So being outbid by someone else is someone that is in the real estate business knows about, happens every day. And it's unfortunate. When you bid on a property, you may get outbid by someone else. The 10 minutes before the closing, it can happen.
We were glad you were outbid.
Second point to Alderman Hill's point, if we receive a contract on a Monday, that Monday evening, we can agree in City Council. We don't have to wait 18 days. We could agree that Monday night to have both a COW meeting and a City Council meeting and rescind our right to purchase the property if we have an offer in hand. The 18 days is the maximum, not the minimum. So to say that this is a problem for this person, I don't think it is. We would have a council meeting at the minimum within 6 days of when we received a written bona fide offer.
I think, Alderman Brown, there is a time constraint where we do have to post what we're going to discuss.
So 48
hours approximately.
The point is we
but
don't have
yeah,
to wait.
We
it's
would
not necessarily
not delay
a cloud for 18 days.
Correct.
The
correct.
Point is that to make a motion to say we would rescind it immediately or something is meaningless. We will rescind it if the offer is a bona fide offer that we can't possibly match. The council will move as fast as it can. And Ms. McKittrick and the mayor have always done this, and we will take the cloud out from over the head of the purchaser, whoever it is. But I don't think that should in any way change my position, which is that I think we should stay with the original wording, which was in there for a purpose. And a time limit of 90 days or 120 days, there could be lots of offers come and go during that time, some of which we might want to respond to. So I don't think it makes any sense for us to rescind our rights given to us in this contract, which we negotiated for any length of time. I think we should stand by the original contract. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to
hang on. Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. I just want everyone to just think for a second. Okay?
That's not your choice.
Alderman Hill.
I'd like to call a previous question and have a vote on the original motion.
Yes.
Before I acknowledge that, Alderman Singer had his hand up.
Thank you,
before
Chairman.
We call the question, I want to be certain that your questions are answered, Alderman Singer.
I'm assuming that if this issue were voted on favorably this evening, it yet would have to go before the City Council, which would be taking place next week.
Tonight.
It would be this evening for because of our special City Council meeting. All right. Thank you, sir.
Why, hello, Alderman Vogelsberg, and welcome this evening. Please note the time is about 20 minutes after 8.
See, it does pay to have the stores open downtown at late hours.
Thank you for joining us.
My apologies for being late, and I was just going to say since I missed the... But since I missed the discussion, I'm going to abstain tonight and then vote next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just on this.
Sure.
There will be no vote next week.
Are there any other questions from the audience? And again, from the dais. Gene, if you could please do a roll call.
Chairman, we're just voting on the original.
On the original.
Okay.
Just
yes.
To make sure read that.
We work
sure.
There
was no
Gene, do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
I'm happy to read it.
Thank you.
Consider draft resolution rescinding the right of first refusal of certain property designated as the Homestead Land Clarence Weber Farm. Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph D'Antino?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Epstein.
The motion.
Alderman Pollack voted?
I did, sir. I voted nay, and the motion fails 5-3. Is that correct, Gene?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Next on to this evening's agenda.
Make another motion, Mr. Chairman?
No.
On this issue?
No. The motion failed?
We're done.
I'm going to make a new issue. A new motion.
You want to make a new issue?
Robert's Rules of Order allows the alderman to offer a motion to reconsider.
Okay.
Is that what you would like to do, Sam?
Because then you voted in the you voted in the majority, which was the nays.
Correct.
To reconsider, is it then possible to make an amendment to the original motion?
I think what you would do is you would simply make your motion because this motion failed. So you
first
would start
a motion to reconsider, and
okay,
after
correct.
That, the motion would then be back on the table. At which point, it could be amended.
It could be exactly.
Okay. But it would motion require a vote to reconsider.
I'll
first.
Make a motion to reconsider the vote on this.
That requires.
Oh, second.
There's a motion to reconsider by Hill, mm-hmm. seconded by Maladra. Gene, voice vote, please.
Voice vote?
Yes.
Roll call.
What did I say?
He said
roll
call. Roll call. I'm sorry. Thank
roll
you.
Call.
Thank you.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph Dantino?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Brown Singer?
Yay.
Don Vogelsberg?
Thank you. I vote aye because I did not realize that this motion was exactly as it was in the packet, so I was prepared to vote on that.
This is on a motion to reconsider.
But okay, thank okay. you.
Sorry.
Okay, the motion passes 5-4.
Okay, so Alderman Hill?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that the city of Geneva gives up its right of first refusal. The first refusal clause that is in the real estate purchase agreement applicable to this homestead parcel. If written proof of a written offer has been presented to the city administrator and the mayor.
Isn't that what we have in our contract?
That's
what's in the contract.
No, I think, excuse me, pardon me. I think,
not
Alderman
written.
Hill, let me just try and clarify. What you're asking for is to amend our contract that says we have 18 days to respond once an offer is made, to simply state that if the Webbers bring an offer to the city of Geneva, we no longer have a right of first refusal. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
We've given it up.
I'm sorry, sir?
We've given it up.
Correct. I'm just trying to
with no time limit?
Without seeing the contract?
Well, yeah. City administrator and the mayor.
Without a time limit and without the council seeing this so-called offer?
If it's a bona fide offer, the proof of an offer, and we're not going to reject it because we don't have the money to buy the property with.
Without time limit?
Without a time limit.
So if an offer comes in 10 years from now,
Mr. Marks,
an offer comes in
10
years,
Mr. Marks, come through the chair, please. Go ahead. What's your question?
That's all right.
Alderman Maladra?
No.
So there's a motion that I'm presuming that is your motion, correct, Sam?
Is that an amendment to the motion?
No, that would
before?
Be. No, he made a new motion.
I'm sorry. There was a motion just removed and put back on the floor. You can't make a motion while another motion is on the
table.
There
was an amendment to that motion.
Well, an amendment.
That must
I'm
be an amendment to the motion that's
amendment.
On the table.
You're right.
So you
an
amended
amendment.
The original motion.
Amendment. Yes.
Did you repeat?
The original motion was failed. It was
right.
brought back. That motion was amended per Mr. Alderman Hill.
If seconded.
There has not been a second.
The second was by Maladra, I believe, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No. So where we stand now is we have a amended motion by Hill.
We have an amendment to the motion.
Correct.
Right.
Which needs a second.
Correct. Hearing none, that motion fails. Okay. Now, We still have the...
We have a motion on the table which must be revoted on because the council requested to revote on the original motion.
It was the motion to... What was... How do you word
to
that?
Reconsider.
The motion to reconsider now must be voted on.
No, the original motion.
The original motion now must be voted on.
We approved reconsidering it. We now must revote on the original motion.
Mm-hmm.
The original motion is back on the table and now needs a vote.
Somebody wants to offer an amendment.
Isn't it fun sharing the meeting?
Well, no, I'm just because, or someone can make another amendment.
No.
Okay. So now what we will do.
Yet. She is my expert.
So now what we will do is we will once again vote on the motion we just previously voted on. Jean, can you please do a voice vote? That too.
Point of order, we're voting on the original motion again.
Yes,
right?
Because you asked it to come back.
Fine, thank you.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph Dantino?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Yay.
Don Vogelsberg? Aye.
The motion fails 5-4.
I believe the chair, the standing chair, can vote to either break a tie or cause a tie. I'm not certain causing a tie matters anyways because it would not advance to council. So, never mind.
So, you could cause a tie, but not, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, because tonight we're
please note, I did not recognize him. I'm kidding.
No, it's all good.
Okay. And I certainly do cede that to the mayor. Okay. Everybody have motion sickness now? Pass the Dramamine?
I've got a headache.
Okay. you haven't seen anything yet. Next on this evening's agenda is letter G, and that is to consider a request for authorization to conduct a plan commission public hearing on city-initiated zoning map amendment, zoning ordinance text amendment, and special use for property at 620 Logan Avenue. And I was wondering if Mr. Unch would please come to the podium. And
I'm willing to make the motion.
Willing to make the motion. There's a. We need a motion, please.
Motion second.
Motion by Brown, second by Marks. Mr. Unch, the floor is yours.
Well, very simply, this property is proposed to be acquired by the school district. The property is zoned RR. So it requires a rezoning to the RPS zoning district. Secondly, that current district regulation does not provide for public utility and service uses. We have a water tower on a portion of the property. So we're also recommending to the council that the zoning ordinance be amended to provide for public utility and service uses. And then finally, as the third component of this staff-recommended city-initiated zoning, the amendment to the text would provide for these public utility and service uses by special use. So the request would be to conduct the public hearings for the special use that would be required. Does everybody understand that the proposed acquisition is for the front half of this property? The back half, staff is recommending that the zoning be applied to the back half, that is this proposed RPS district, and to make the proper changes to the text of the zoning ordinance pertaining to the RPS district to allow for the public utility uses.
Right, so the back half would accommodate the water tower, the front half would accommodate the proposed use by the school district.
The parking and the storage and interior storage use of the building.
Correct. On the property. Thank you, Dick. I believe Alderman Singer had a question.
Yes, I do. Director Unch, how did you arrive at the $15,000 amount for the value?
I didn't arrive at the $15,000 amount.
How was it arrived at?
Hey, excuse me, Alderman Singer. That would be the next item on the agenda, the actual amount. What we're doing right now is we're just contemplating the zoning amendment.
All right, gotcha.
Okay. So specifically to this particular item on the agenda, it's rezoning the back half for a public utility, the front half for use by the school district.
Correct.
Thank you for that correction, sir.
Okay. Alderman Marks.
Could I, Joey, what's the clarification of a school district zoning? I guess I'm not...
The RPS district is a zoning classification within our zoning ordinance specifically designed to cover all school district-owned properties in the city. And so if you go on the zoning map and look at all the other...
But the property that the water tower is on and the city will still own would still be underneath the utility.
That's correct.
And it's just that parcel that we're selling that we want to go with the school district.
With the RPS district, RPS actually we want to also apply that zoning to the part that we own as well.
Why would we? I guess I'm not sure why we would do that.
Well, it ends up being an island.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so it's
in
just
the midst of
contained.
All of this other RPS district. So it's just from it's, uniformity's sake.
Okay, so it doesn't hinder our use of that property
not
at all.
All
then whatsoever.
So
the tower becomes an easement in essence then?
No, it continues,
special use?
Continues to be owned by the city. What's contemplated with this request is that a special use would be applied to the property to allow for the tower.
Okay. All right. So it's just so that we don't have one piece of property sitting out there as an island.
That's correct.
And it just looks like it's one big. Okay, fine. I'm fine. That's Chairman Pollack. I'm fine with
you're
the
clear.
Answer.
I am clear. Alderman Dantino?
Is the school district agreed to put a parking lot on there, or it says indoor storage space, parking and open space?
It should show in your packet, but what's contemplated is open space associated with the periphery of a parking lot that would be built on the portion of the property the school district would acquire behind the well house that exists on the property. So this is for future parking as well, and the indoor storage capabilities that existing well house would offer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Chairman Pollack. I might add that this is something that Alderman Hill and I have been talking with the school district for many, many years. This piece of property is clearly an orphan, and especially when we abandon the well, that beautiful grass lawn behind this brick building and the brick building itself, we always thought were of much more use to the school district, and they agreed than they were to us. And this allows both the school district to get beneficial use out of this piece of property, which has become somewhat orphan, for their obvious parking needs. The parking will be behind the stone brick, the beautiful brick house, so it will not be too obtrusive to the people. There are residences on the other side of the street. It'll be a small lot. It's presumed that it'll be a lot for either seniors or most likely faculty. And it becomes a wonderful dual use for this piece of property. And as I say, we've been talking about this for many years, and I think it's wonderful that it's come to pass. This has been on a number of different long-range plans that Mr. Hunch is also familiar with, of how the school was going to optimize the use of the various properties it has around the area. Thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? I guess, Mary, can I ask one first? Because I think maybe you'll answer it. When I read the resolution, I don't see in the resolution the wording that is identified in the executive memorandum that speaks to the abandoned well house will be used for indoor storage, nor does it indicate anything about parking. So,
excuse me, this item is regarding rezoning, so you're not going to see something in the executive summary for this item regarding those issues.
Okay.
When we get to the item 4I,
mm-hmm.
there is an intergovernmental agreement, and that does specifically speak to parking, indoor storage, and green space, and that was per the city's request.
Okay. The language that was previously in there was much more broad and ambiguous, and we asked specifically to narrow that down, and I spoke with Dr. Mutchler about that and explained that there could not be outdoor storage, that the well house could only be used for storage, that parking would need to be on a surface lot, and that there would be green space around the existing well house structure. And that is the language that is reflected in the intergovernmental agreement.
Okay. In Section 4 of this resolution, it identifies an amount of $15,000, which goes to Alderman Singer's original question, because this item is just for the rezoning, but because of the amount that is identified, is that?
No, there's no. The wrong
it's not a part
it's
of the.
No, it's not.
It's not part of this motion.
No,
no.
There's no agreement. In
this is just a zoning.
This is just
hearing.
The
rezoning
on
public
our hearing.
Part.
Zoning change.
This
yeah.
is just given public hearing.
Public hearing.
So it can happen.
Nope. Right.
My apologies. Okay. All right. Any other questions, ladies and gentlemen, from the audience? Mr. Mayor? Mrs. McKittrick, I interrupted you.
Oh, I was, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to point out in your packet there is a plat and certificate of survey, and it does show a diagram of the properties. Mm-hmm. And you can see the water tower, the proposed ingress, egress, utility easement on the north mm-hmm. lot, which is lot 18. The south lot, lot 17, is where the brick structure sits right now. Mm-hmm. So you can see how that is laid out. And I believe Alderman Brown mentioned and is correct, the parking lot would be to the west of the existing brick structure. When completed, it would also be on the north. It would also be on lot 18 on the north and south sides of that driveway. So, and that is in the school district's master plan that the city has participated in helping them to develop as well. So.
Thank you, Mary.
Actually, the house is on both.
Any other questions or perhaps clarifications needed? We do have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Brent Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda this evening is letter I. Consider draft resolution.
G.
Point of order, H.
Oh, thank you, Alderman Singer. Letter H, consider draft resolution declaring 620 Logan Avenue as surplus property.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Singer. Brown, seconded by Singer. Any comment or question regarding this? Alderman Singer.
Now, may I ask the question, sir, as to why the value was $15,000? Who made that determination?
Certainly. Mrs. McKittrick?
McKittrick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a singerism there.
Actually, that question technically does not apply to this item of business either. This is declaring the property as surplus. It's the next item.
Okay. You know, we're all going to get reading glasses.
Of course, that's up to the chairman to determine if he wants to.
So, Mr. Singer.
I withdraw my request.
Thank you. This is simply a resolution declaring it as surplus property. Okay? There's a motion and a second. Any questions from the dais? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none.
Is there any audience?
There's an audience.
Yeah, there is. An audience. Hearing none, voice vote, please.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Don't forget your question.
Lastly, letter I. Consider draft resolution authorizing intergovernmental agreement with Geneva Community School District 304 for real estate transfer at 620 Logan Avenue. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mark, seconded by Braun. Singer has a question.
Yes, I do.
How did you know? He didn't raise his
hand. Oh, excuse me. Raise your hand, Ron. Okay, Alderman Singer. Alderman
Thank
Singer
you.
Has a question.
Thank you, sir. Yes. How did you derive at a $15,000 value for that property?
I frankly don't know. Mary, can you help us out here?
You may recall that we discussed in closed session the mayor negotiating with Dr. Mutchler and us trying to cover at least a part of the cost for abandoning the well or a part of the cost for demolishing the building. And at that time, as I recall, there was a consensus for the mayor to continue negotiations for a nominal fee. The council was supportive of transferring the property to the school district for primarily parking purposes, and also asking that they would help either with the additional cost for abandoning the well with the structure in place, or if the structure were to be demolished, then to help with the partial cost of that. As it turned out, the additional cost to abandon the well with the structure in place was a difference of about $16,000.
Hmm. So. Is this going to be done in-house?
The abandonment of the well?
Yeah. Are we not done. Going to?
No, it's
more in the process.
We're in the done. Process right now. It's not completed, but we are. They are there now.
Okay.
And the council approved that contract already.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McCutcheon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very pleased to see that we have a very strong intergovernmental agreement, which needs to be signed by the mayor and by the president of the school board. The one long time ago experience I had with the governmental agreements between the two bodies, the school district decided not to adhere to it. But I think in this case, they'll be going to be sure to do that. It was a parking issue that got us started. That the mayor got initiated. You had that initiated, and then they just forgot about it. But I don't think that'll happen this time.
Okay. Thank you, Alderman Hill. Alderman Marks?
Mary, just some clarification. The agreement that we have does really tighten it down that it's for its parking, storage, green space. We don't have to put anything on the deed, correct? Or reference the agreement on the deed so that everyone realizes that it is there?
In my opinion, no. The city attorney drafted this agreement.
Okay.
I feel comfortable because we already tightened the language down. It does speak to indoor
storage appreciate that,
as well. So, and I discussed it specifically with Dr. Mutchler as well. I think that if questions arise in the future, having an intergovernmental agreement is going to be much more accessible to both parties as opposed to thinking to look to a deed with restrictions on it. Typically, you're going to look to an IGA, and we would have one in place to serve that purpose.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that, because realistically, we did sell it for the price because we knew they needed parking, and that was our thought process on it. And I just want to make sure we're all in agreement of that. That's fine. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Alderman Vogelsberg, you have a perplexed look on your face.
No, just glad she dropped in.
Okay. I do have one question.
Wouldn't want somebody to try and tell me about this one.
I do have one question, and that's concerning that we do not have an appraisal to determine what the value of the property is. I understand the logic behind how we came up with our figure. I would personally be in favor of having an appraisal to determine what the value of the property is, and then give the school district the right of first refusal at said time that we would have to sell the property. They've been using the land behind the water tower now for quite some time. It's never been a problem. I don't anticipate it to ever be a problem. But as Mary stated earlier this evening, you know, we need revenue. And I don't think having an appraisal to determine what the value of the land is would hurt and would aid us in selling it for a fair price. Yes, Mary.
Mr. Chairman, the reason that we did not have an appraisal done was, first of all, because there was consensus from the council for the mayor to go ahead and negotiate. And what I heard the council members saying was try to cover some of the costs of the abandonment of the well and the demolition of the structure. And an appraisal will cost, based on estimates that I've recently received on other properties, anywhere from $700 to $2,000. Knowing that we're not going to charge at market rate, in my opinion, that would be a waste of money.
When you say we're not going to charge at market rate, we're not going to charge the school district the cost of the property at market rate?
That was my understanding from the discussion in closed session.
I remember that.
Alderman Marks?
Mr. Chairman, I think I agree with Mary. The agreement was, and the consensus we built at that point, was as long as it was used for parking lot and open space, that we would take a lesser, we would negotiate a price just to make sure that it would relieve some of the problems around the school with parking. And I, Mary, that was my understanding at the time, and that's why I'm hung up on that point that open space and parking was in the agreement, because that was our agreement. That was at least what I think we had told the mayor to go forward with at that point. Mayor, do you agree? I mean, that was my understanding of that meeting.
That's entirely accurate.
Okay. Because I think even in this closed session a couple of weeks ago, we reiterated that.
Correct.
And that's when Mary went back and tightened up, the city administrator, went back and tightened up the agreement to make sure that that's why we had done it.
Correct.
And that was my understanding of that agreement.
We had, I believe this was discussed twice in closed session. Once early in the winter and then perhaps a couple weeks ago. The one early in the winter I participated in. The most recent I was not in attendance.
Went faster, too.
It went faster? Thanks. you know, I struggle with this, but I do see the absolute need. Anybody that's been around the high school, has kids in the high school, has driven there, surely identifies that there is a parking problem, and the school needs our help. Alderman Dantino.
Call the question, please.
The question has been called. Excuse me, before I call the question, is there any questions from the audience? No more questions from the dais. There's a motion and a second. Roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
New business. Is there any new business that this council or committee of the whole would like to address, entertain? Mrs. Vogelsberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a little reminder that this next Saturday is the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Concert for Cure out at Tana Farms from 1 to 10. And hope to see you guys.
And the
Mayor
cost,
Burns will
cost
be doing... Pardon?
Cost of the ticket?
$25 okay. Over 21, 10 under 21, or 10 if you volunteer. Mayor Burns will be doing the auction. I know you guys usually come, so see you there.
Is he going to pay the full boat?
He's a volunteer.
He volunteered.
To pay?
I paid the full boat last year. I'm happy to make that contribution to support the
foundation. I was going
to
make a contribution for you, but since you did it, okay.
I'll take
great.
It.
Hey, I'll take both.
Alderman Marks?
Yeah. Just a clarification. City Administrator, what time is the meeting next on the 30th?
Oh, Sam, you're bringing the pizza. What time
because
is it for you?
I there's been a couple of times going around and I didn't see it.
6 o'clock p.m.
6 o'clock here.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And
thank
and
you.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who's chairing that meeting?
Who wants to?
I'd be more than happy to. Dorothy,
no,
you're
I was
up.
Next, and
you're
so
up,
that's
Dor.
The reason why I asked. Is it a special? Is a special meeting? So is it?
Well, I'll defer to the schedule. And there's really probably going to be only two items on the agenda. One is the you know the bus issue. The other is we anticipate one more issue probably.
Yeah.
So
the schedule has Dorothy. Next.
Yeah, schedule has Alderman Flanagan.
That's the reason why I asked.
Sure.
You need a note from the doctor, or you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I do have to take someone somewhere, but I should be back.
Okay. Drive fast.
Get the phone books ready.
Anything else under new business? Other than that, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mark, seconded by Hill. Voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
You didn't say opposed.
None opposed. Good night, Paul.
City Council. Thank you, Ray.
We have a special council to the
city. We have a city council meeting.
Right.
No, we don't.
We have a dinner.
We got a close session.
One item.
Close session.
Yeah.
Because you can't take formal action on that. Mm-hmm. Oh.
We still have to vote if they've all failed. Does anyone here make it? If it failed, why would it be carried over?
But don't you still have to open the meeting to advertise the meeting?
There's nothing to do.
There's closed session.
Oh, so we have to open a meeting.
We have to open the meeting. So adjourned.
Oh.
Right now, right?
I hereby call the special city council meeting of the city of Geneva to order. Kindly ask the Madam Recording Secretary to please take the roll call.
How about a voice vote?
No. I can do. Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Robert Piper? Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
There's only one item to consider tonight, and that is item B. However, before considering item B and asking for a motion to go into closed session, I would ask for a motion to waive the fees of the council.
Second.
Really?
Recording secretary, please. Roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Brown Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Item B is to entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session on purchase of real property for the use of the public body.
No move.
Second.
Motion by Dantino, seconded by Marks. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? We will return to open session shortly. There will be no action taken this evening.
Short.
Oh, so we're going to have one anyway.
Because we tried to put it in. I know,
you. It's record, right?
Yeah. And stop.